The weather on Tuesday. When Jill woke up on Tuesday morning, she heard a strange noise coming from the window. Feeling curious about the strange noise, she got up and went to the windows to look out. A strong wind was blowing heavy rain against the window. The sky was dark grey. The sun wasn't shining. "Oh dear," she said, "who would want to go out in this weather?"
"What is it?" Jack asked, half asleep from the bed.
"The weather is very bad today. It's very windy and the rain is very strong. What can we do in this weather?"
"Well, we could either go to a museum or just stay in the hotel and wait for the weather to change."
Jack switched on the TV. There was a football match between two teams from Hong Kong. He was too late to see the kickoff, but he was in time to see the referee blow the whistle for a penalty.
"Jack," Jill said, feeling a bit annoyed, "we didn't fly all the way to Hong Kong to watch a football match on TV. Let's get dressed and go to a museum."
"All right," Jack said and switched the TV off again. He wasn't that interested in watching the teams from Hong Kong anyway.
"How about going to the History Museum? It's quite interesting and well made."
"Where is the museum?"
"It's not far from here. Normally I'd say we walk there, but in this weather we'd better take a taxi."
The Hardings got to the museum at 10 to 10, but the doors were still locked. They had to wait for 10 minutes as the museum only opened at 10 o'clock. They waited patiently for the doors to open. As it was a rainy day, it wasn't so hot and they weren't sweating even without air conditioning. The doors were opened at exactly 10 a.m. They were lucky that there were no other visitors there yet, and they were delighted to have the museum to themselves. There was a lot to see and learn about in the museum. First, they learnt about how Hong Kong was formed millions of years ago at the time of the dinosaurs. Next, they saw how people lived in the Stone Age. After that, they were told about ancient Chinese culture. Then they learnt about the wars between Britain and China, how Hong Kong Island and Kowloon became British, and how the new territories were leased for 99 years in 1898. They were interested to see how Hong Kong became inhabited by more and more people, until the Japanese attacked and destroyed much of Hong Kong in 1941. They watched a film about how the Japanese were defeated and how Hong Kong was liberated by the British in 1945. Finally, they saw how modern Hong Kong was developed and how it was handed over to China in 1997, when British rule was replaced by Chinese rule. By the time they left the museum, the weather hadn't become any better. If anything, the rain had become even heavier. It was raining even more strongly than in the morning, but they were lucky that it wasn't windy anymore. They hurried along the narrow streets of Kowloon to get out of the rain as fast as possible. They were going so fast that even Cedric didn't have any time to complain. They went past a number of shops, but they didn't stop to look at the goods on offer. Once or twice Jill thought they'd found a place to go to, but Jack didn't stop. At last they reached the ocean terminal near the Star Ferry. The ocean terminal is a huge shopping centre. By the time they got there, all of them were wet, not because they were sweating, but because of the heavy rain. The rest of the day they spent looking through the many shops and in a restaurant with a breathtaking view of the harbour. A few days later the Hardings were back at Cheklap Kok Airport. They had spent a fortnight in Hong Kong, but now it was time for them to return to the UK. Why did they have to go back home after a fortnight? They had to leave Hong Kong again after a fortnight because their holiday was over. They'd had a fortnight's holiday in Hong Kong, but now this had ended and they had to travel back to the UK. What did they do at the huge airport? First, they had to check in. At the check-in counter, they got their air tickets and they checked in their suitcases.
On the air tickets, they could see their flight number and where they had to go for their flight. Next, they went through security. Here, they had to show their passports and air tickets. Then, their hand luggage was checked for dangerous things. This is done so aeroplanes don't get hijacked. No normal passengers want their plane to be hijacked or even destroyed by terrorists. The Hardings were lucky, as they didn't need long to get through security. "What are we going to do now?" Anthea asked. "It's more than 2 hours to our flight." "I'd like to relax somewhere with a cup of coffee," Jill said. "Let's find a nice place where we can have something to eat and drink." They went up an escalator and then slowly walked through the huge building until they found a nice restaurant. There was a nice smell of coffee in the air. They sat down at a table by the window from where they could see the aeroplanes outside. A number of planes were standing quite close to them, while other planes were taking off in the distance. A Chinese waitress came to them to take their order. "Hello," she said. "What would you like to have?" "I'd like to have a cup of coffee and a piece of chocolate cake," Jill said. "I'll have some coffee too and a piece of cheesecake," Jack said. "Did the children also want coffee and cake?" "They all wanted cake, but neither the girls nor the boys wanted any coffee. They all wanted to have either apple juice or orange juice." "How did they spend their time?" "They spent their time chatting about the fortnight they'd spent in Hong Kong. They'd all enjoyed their holiday very much and thought that they'd been lucky to see so many incredible things." Then came the announcement that their flight was ready. The Hardings went to queue for their flight. They had to show their air tickets one last time before they could go on the plane and take their seats. All that was left to do now was to wait for their plane to take off for the long journey back home. After 20 minutes, the aeroplane took off and left the shores of the South China Sea behind.